Is there any difference between arthritis and rheumatism?
Yeah, I have it. I don't know what to do, but no, I've had it.
Oh, really?
All those, just the same rheumatism, am I right?
Sometimes I always think I'm doing this. Sometimes if I go out with some friends and drink some beer or something, the next morning my joints are stiff. I said, sometimes I think I got it, and I'm only 23.
there's a disease that you hardly ever hear of now, because they give shots for it, but maybe before the war, that used to kill a lot of children. It's a very severe sore throat with blisters.
Yeah.
And a disease that makes your skin turn yellow.
How's that?
There's another kind of disease that makes your skin turn yellow.
Oh, yellow?
What about the disease when you have your appendix taken out? You say you've had an attack of...
appendicitis.
Now, if you eat and drink things that don't agree with you and they come up, you say you have to
vomit. Well,
mm-hmm. Is there any other like terms you might use? Maybe better terms, more polite, that you use around women or in company?
Yeah.
What about crude terms, like if you're out with your friends? What about crude terms, not very nice terms for that? If you're out with your friends or something, you might say, look at that person. He asked them.
I don't know.
Here, anybody say blow their lunch or heave or skin a goat or anything?
Yeah.
Now, if you say a person did vomit, you say a person vomited, he was sick. What was that again?
Sick of the stomach.
Oh, sick. Okay. Now, if a person was coming over, if she had some news, say the woman across the street had some news, and says she came right over, she wanted to let you know about the news. She came right over.
To tell you.
Okay. Now, if you're talking to a kid, say, if you do that again, and you want to spank him, you say, if I'll do that again, I'll
get you.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about, would you say I'm going to, if you say, say to a kid, if you do that again, I'm going to have to.
Spank?
Mm-hmm. If you're going to say spank, though, I'm going to have to. Would you just say spank? Would you ever say something like, I'm going to go take and spank you, I'm going to go and spank you? Well, how would... If you do that again, I'm going to have to.
Give you a spanking?
All right. If a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house, you'd say he's...
Holding.
Mm-hmm. Is there any other words for that? Maybe funnier words, or maybe not funny, or maybe serious, or
anything.
Sparking.
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 Going sparking.
Oh, what is that?
I've heard that.
Is that nice, or?
I think it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard. Mm-hmm.
Now, if they did that, and they're like, he would be her, if they were poor, he would be her.
Sweetheart, or bow.
Mm-hmm. And she would be his
girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Boyfriend, girlfriend.
Okay. If a boy comes home, maybe got lipstick on his collar, and his little brother saw him, he say, I know what you've been doing. You've been
kissing. Mm-hmm.
Any old fashioned? Any other words or old fashioned terms or anything to say over there?
Yeah. You didn't know anything any better than kissing.
Uh-huh. Okay. If a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you might say she, or say he asked